This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah, over 10 years ago, we really recognized the need to have a constant support for the college, especially for operations. So we started a program which was called the 12,000 Strong. And it's based on a prophetic tradition that basically tells us that if you have 12,000 people, you won't be defeated for lack of numbers. The importance of this program really is that it enables us to take care of a lot of the things that we have in operations, and that enables development and advancement to use the type of money that is needed for the institutional longevity, for the perpetuity of the institute. So it's really important that we do that. I want to thank all the 12,000 strong donors who have been supporting the college on a monthly basis. You have really helped our operations. It's now almost a quarter of our monthly budget comes from these monthly donations. So just a lot of thanks. One of the things that I think we should all remember is that the best actions are those that are constant, even if they are small actions. So the Prophet ﷺ said, "Khairul amari adwamuha wa in qallat." You know, the best actions are those that continue, even if they are small. So even $30 a month is just, I think, a really important thing for people to do with this institution or others. One of the really remarkable aspects of Zaytuna College, I think, is that we have acquired one of the finest properties in the Bay Area. So we are literally on top of what is known in Berkeley, California as the Holy Hill. The reason it's called the Holy Hill is that there is a consortium of religious colleges here from the different Christian iterations, but also from now the Buddhists and the Hindus and the Greek Orthodox Church is here, the Catholics are here, the Protestants are here. We also have, now a Mormon center and an Islamic center at the GTU. So these are all, I think, really signs that these religions can live together, because we certainly do it here on the Holy Hill. I said when the Muslims were moving here that we wanted to make the hill a little holier, but not holier than thou. But this is really the only accredited Muslim college now on the West Coast. The academic program, we have a BA, which is accredited, and an MA program, which is accredited. Both of them are rigorous programs, and our students are going to many, many wonderful places. We have people now at Oxford, at Harvard, at Georgetown Law, Davis Law, Urbana-Champaign, Claremont Colleges. Some of them are going into the Islamic teaching at the Islamic schools. But this is not a seminary. It's really important for people to understand that. It's a liberal arts college. We do have people that will go on to study Islamic subjects, but there are other things. We also see the importance of the body and the development of the body, especially with young people. And so we have incorporated a Sunnah sports tradition at Zaytuna College. So we have horseback riding, we have swimming, we have archery. And we actually are part of the Collegiate Archery Association, so we can compete with other schools. We are building a really beautiful studio. In the studio, we're going to be having online courses done at a very high professional level, one in formal logic and the other in constitutional law, taught by our own faculty members, two really brilliant scholars, one of them a philosophy scholar, and the other is a really world-class constitutional lawyer. So we're looking forward to those. We're also going to have other courses in Sirah, so we're really hoping that the 12,000 in particular have direct access to those courses as being members of the 12K program. I think they're going to be very proud, hopefully, inshallah. A lot of people don't know this, but we actually started the Amir Stein Center, which was named after Amir Abdel Qader al-Jazairi, the great Algerian scholar who saved the Christians when they were being persecuted, and also Sister Edith Stein, who was an extraordinary woman who was killed in Auschwitz and really warned about the rise of the Nazis. So when you see the rise of hatred, we're reminded of people like that who could see what was coming and warn people about it. And so the Amir Stein was really done in order to
educate people about the faith, that the Muslims are not a threat. We have our extremists like every group, but generally Muslims are good neighbors, law-abiding people, and they tend to enhance places as opposed to detracting from them. So I really hope that you spread that. There's been over 11 million views. We actually won what they call a YouTube Oscar for Why Evangelicals Hate Islam, which was done by Pastor Bob Roberts from Texas. We've got some really great world-class scholars from outside of the faith of Islam. In order for it to be more objective, I think, for people so that they can hear not so much from Muslims that they might view as propagandists, but rather from people that really have studied and are experts in the faith from outside of the faith, because we're trying really to reach people that have a lot of misgivings or misunderstandings about our community. There's also this extraordinary gardens that we're developing here with the Z-Cell, which is for sustainable living. So we have some permaculture experts. We're already growing fruit and vegetables that our students are eating, but we plan on having really the bulk of their fruits and vegetables coming from the property itself. And that's a very ambitious program that we hope you support. The gardens are really quite stunning already, but we're planning on really enhancing that. So I just want to, again, thank everybody for supporting the Amir Stein Center, for supporting Zaytuna College, for supporting Z-Cell, and for supporting our students, our faculty, and our staff. So looking forward just to having your support, but also looking forward to you seeing where we're headed and the things that are in store. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised with where things are going. So I want to thank all of you who are already 12K members and supporters of the college, but I also want to encourage those of you who might be seeing this or finding out for the first time. I hope that you'll join us in reaching 12,000 strong. This is a community project. It's a global project. There are people all over the world that are excited about Zaytuna College. And so I hope that you'll join us in reaching 12,000 strong by the end of next year. Thank you.